Welcome to another UCTV.tv podcast presented by University of California Television.
They say that the strength of a baseball team is up the middle, and we have a couple of people who know all about that. We've got a middle infielder, Kevin Williams, and we've also got TJ Bruce, who is the assistant coach who works primarily with the infielders. Welcome to Bruin Talk.
Thanks for having us.
We think about college baseball and we think about offense, but defense is a big part of it too, and that key up the middle is really a crucial part. Tell us about the Bruins this year and how the strength of the team is going to be defensively up the middle.
We're young. You know, we got two sophomores playing in the middle for us, and, you know, with a ton of innings coming back. And I say young because they are sophomores. They both played as freshmen, and they've worked extremely hard throughout last year, throughout the summer, and into the fall. And they've been a mainstay for us in the middle so far, and we look forward to their growth and hopefully expect big things from them.
Kevin, you were a two-sport athlete at Crespi. You played defensive back on the football team, and you played in the infield also. In both positions, similar philosophy. You've got to stop the opposition. How'd you work on it over the summer?
It was just you picked a sport during the summer. It was baseball or football. You tried to get in a little bit of work in both, but you kind of stick to one.
And you chose baseball.
I definitely chose baseball. Thought I had a little bit more of a future in it and just enjoy the game a little bit more.
Well, how did it feel coming in and playing a lot as a freshman in Division I all of a sudden? What was the jump like from high school to college?
It was a big jump. Everything's faster. Everything's stronger, bigger. But, I mean, you kind of, once you settle in mentally, the game slows down and things become a lot easier.
Kevin, you had surgery in the off season after your quick start as a freshman, and now you're hitting .462. You're one of the biggest hitters on the team. So tell us how you came back from surgery and what you did in the training room to ensure that you were ready for this season.
Surgery definitely was a big blow. In the training room, you just have to be diligent about your workouts, be on it every day, and our old trainer, Jimmy Smudge, would be on me every day, and we just worked really hard and just made sure we got all our workouts in.
Coach, you guys started off with a little bit of a rough series against Maryland to open the season, but since then the team's been on fire. You're on a 7-game winning streak right now. What has the team been doing? What gave you that extra boost to kind of set it forward?
Well, I think it's a combination of work ethic and being mentally prepared every day. And that's something we pride ourselves here on at UCLA is coming in every day, trying to win each day, trying to win each pitch. And once these guys start to do that mentally, I think you know, we're getting the results out of it. And, you know, not to say that we didn't do that the first weekend, but, you know, the excitement of opening weekend and, you know, certain expectations and this and that. But, you know, we've calmed down. And these guys are doing an outstanding job at winning pitches, winning each day, and you know, we look to keep it rolling.
Winning 2 out of 3 against Baylor was big, wasn't it?
No question it was, and Baylor's a really good team. They play in a great conference, especially, you know, we lose Friday night and come back, and we just showed character of this team, and that's what's to come for this team, I think, and I think there's many more wins for us down the line, and that weekend's going to be big for us.
UCLA's always got a good pitching staff, but you lost 2 of the top 3 picks in the Major League Draft last year. What pressure does that put on the defense and on the offense to try to manufacture some runs this year?
Well, you know, I think pressure comes from within. You know, more of the players put on themselves. You know, we have pieces. You know, you always try to, the recruiting efforts never stop. So, you know, we were fortunate last year to have 3 sophomores that pitched a ton of innings for us. Adam being the Sunday guy, now he slides into a Friday, so he's been a starter before in the Pac-12. Zach Weiss comes from Tuesday into Sunday, and then Nick Vanertay goes from the closer role into Saturday. So they've all been key components of last year's squad, which makes it, you know, just an easier transition if there was an easy transition. So they're ready, and you know, we're looking forward to big things.
Kevin, those Tuesday games have to be interesting. You've got your weekend series, and you're out at Jackie Robinson Stadium or wherever you are on the road. I mean, those are long weekends. You've got Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, then a day off. Then you got to come right back and play a midweek game every week, usually against a non-conference opponent, and that may figure in the seedings pretty pretty big at the end of the year. How do you mentally get up for those Tuesday games?
You can't take it for granted. You have to come out every day, every practice, and especially on Tuesday games, ready to play. You know who your opponent is, and you're ready for them, but you got to come out and play your game every day. It's not a big pressure thing. It's just come out and play.
Your most recent win on a Tuesday last night against UC Riverside, 4-0. Another great Tuesday win. And now you guys are off to Georgia this weekend for a big non-conference matchup down in the South. What are you guys excited about going down there for?
I'm excited to get away from Jack Robson Stadium. Love playing there, but excited to get out and play some big-name opponents. Just prove ourselves a little bit. It's our first road test, and see how we handle it.
Coach, when the Bruins come back from Georgia, you've got an annual event. It's the third year they've had it, and it's just a great event, the Dodgertown Classic. You're going to be at Dodger Stadium on March 13th. It's midweek this year. It's not on the weekend, but I know a lot of fans are going to want to come out and see the Bruins. What does it feel like going into that venue and playing?
Oh, I think it's outstanding. I really do. As a young kid growing up in L.A., I know personally for me and personally for our kids, I don't think there's a better place that you really want to play at than Dodger Stadium in terms of history. Most of us have grown up in Southern California, like I said, and we were probably at one time Dodger fans, if we still aren't. But just to have the history of the Dodgers and who comes through there, you know, they're walking on the same field as, you know, Albert Pujols has been through there, and, you know, they're running around the same bases that Kirk Gibson ran around in 1988. So it's a great venue. The Dodgers do an unbelievable job. Coach Savage, you know, lines up the great opponents for the, you know, normally the weekends. Obviously this year is a Tuesday. But the whole venue is outstanding, and we couldn't be more pleased with playing there.
Kevin, it's still 60 feet 6 inches from the pitching rubber to the plate. It's still 90 feet between bases. But when you run out on the field at Dodger Stadium, what's the difference?
I mean, everything. It's just the stadium itself, just the feeling, the energy around you. You can make it into a big deal, or you could play baseball on it, but it's still the same game, and it's just a little more exciting.
Coaches, what's it like as you watch the major league games and see those guys you coach at the college level?
It's special. It really is. You know, we had a few infielders come through there that have been really good. Danny Espinosa being the latest one with the Nationals, and it's special. You know, I think what people do forget is that these guys were pretty good players to begin with, and maybe we just helped them, you know, change a mental side or change one aspect of it that it just all of a sudden clicked. But, you know, these guys and these kids that do go on and play on TV, they're pretty good players. And, you know, like we always say, good players make great coaches. And you know, that's with their work ethic. But it is fun. And you like to think that you had something to do with it, I think. But, you know, like I said, I think in the big picture, you know, if we can just hit on one key component, one key aspect to maybe elevate the mindset or elevate something, we like to think that they'll get where they want to go.
Kevin, you grew up in L.A. playing at Crespi, and here you are at UCLA. And then you spend the summer with the Walla Walla Suites up in Eastern Washington. What about the change to play in a place that is so foreign from L.A.?
It's actually two summers. I went out there before my freshman year, and I went back there to see if I could do it again. But it was great. It's a great town, great organization. They handle it really professionally and down there, and just great people. Really get some good work in and play some good baseball out there.
I was going to say, getting away, it must give you a real chance to focus without all the distractions of friends and schoolwork and all that other stuff.
I mean, summer is great in general. Baseball is great. And, I mean, school's fun, but it's fun to play baseball while you don't have to focus on very much else.
Let's talk about this UCLA team. As we mentioned, off to a good start, 7 wins in a row. You've got a long season ahead of you. What's the plan? What's the future? What's the team feel about the upcoming schedule and when you get into conference play?
Well, like you said, it's a long, long season. Baseball is a long game. We just got to keep grinding, keep playing, keep staying with our philosophy, and just keep playing.
Coach, we are talking about how long a baseball season is and how long each individual game can be. What do you guys do as coaches to ensure that your athletes stay focused and keep that final prize on the mind?
Well, you know, we work with a sports psychologist, Ken Revisa, and he helps us with our mental game, our mental side of baseball. And that's a big deal, and I think it's trying to help these guys stay focused on the smaller tasks to obtain the bigger goal. And these guys, these players, and this team has done an outstanding job of it. They are really have their short-term goals that will and lead to long-term results, and that's a big deal for us. And, you know, in between games or in between practices, and that's kind of what we focus on. We make the focus on that five-minute practice drill or that five-minute session of hitting off the tee. It's something we just try to make it as short-term as we can, and then, like I said, it will pay dividends in the end.
Yeah, people always ask me, what's the difference between playoff baseball and regular season? I said, in the playoffs, people are watching in the second inning. But as a team, you've got to be focusing in the second inning or the third inning of that midweek game. It's got to be tough to keep very sharp.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, like I said, you try to win each pitch, and that's a big thing with our program, and Coach Savage has instilled in our program and our coaching staff is win each pitch. And I think if you focus on that, and as we know, there's 200-plus pitches sometimes thrown in a game, and that's a lot of pitches. We're not perfect. We understand that. But I think if you have that intent every day to win this pitch, you know, we're going to be where we want to be at the end of the day.
Kevin, you're out in the field, and when you're playing the middle infield, you've got to be so attuned to what your pitcher's throwing and what the defense is and where you're supposed to be. It's a lot to think about. People see the infielders just standing around, but it's a lot of things to think about in every pitch, isn't it?
Yeah, but your mind kind of becomes in tune with what you need. Like, if you need to know the pitch, you need to know where you're standing, you need to know what batter's up, and, I mean, coaches help us out with that too. Coaches position us when we're not in the right spot. But we have a thing with Ken. You step in your circle and you step out. For a second, you're not thinking. And then you get right back into your circle and you're focused and you're locked in and you know what you need to do.
Continuing with middle infielder talk, Coach Bruce, you were also a middle infielder in your playing time. How do you think that's helped you in a coaching sense?
It helps. I just try to relate to them. And that's the biggest deal, I think. With me in my playing days was just being able to relate to them now, coaching and trying to help them along and not make the same mistakes, but also further their careers.
Bruin baseball playing in renovated Jackie Robinson Stadium. If you can't make it out there, then all the games at home are broadcast with John Ramey and Tim Wilhelm on UCLABruins.com. Enjoyed having you in, gentlemen. Good luck for the upcoming season.
Thank you.
And we'll come right back with more Bruin talk after this brief public service announcement.
A trophy can be made just about anywhere. But there's one place where champions are made. UCLA, champions made here.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Bruin Talk. It is now time to honor our Student Athlete of the Week. This week, we honor Tyler Heineman from baseball as our Student Athlete of the Week. With UCLA's sweep of Sacramento State, including an 11-2 win this last Sunday, Tyler Heineman has extended his hitting streak to 11 games, going 2-for-4 with one double, two RBIs, and one run. This junior catcher emerges in his third season, having not made any errors behind the plate in 163 chances. The Bruin baseball team is now ranked number 17. Congratulations, Tyler, and good luck in the rest of the season. If you would like additional information about UCLA athletics, please visit our website at UCLABruins.com.
The upcoming season, there's no pressure at all on the women's golf team. It's not like they won the net. Oh, they did win the national championship last year, and they're back to try to do it again, and we've got two of the fine members of the team with us, Ani Golugian and Lee Lopez. Welcome to UCLA Bruin Talk. Ani, last year's championship, you had a big par on the final hole. Tell us about your memories of that day.
Those were just some amazing time, and the feeling was unreal, and we knew what we had to do, and kind of nervous coming down to the end, but we made it happen. So,
Lee, you started your career at Long Beach, and you came over to UCLA. You said it was one of the biggest thrills of your life, playing golf at UCLA. What makes it so special for you?
Truthfully, I think that what makes it so special is that it's like a family here at UCLA, not only with the athlete community, but with all the students and all the support we have here for all of our programs. It truly makes the experience special.
Ani, thinking back to last year again, I know Coach Forsythe has mentioned that you guys had some serious weather conditions, especially through the postseason. And golf is a sport that the weather can really affect. It's not an indoor sport. Tell us how you guys worked through the weather conditions and what kind of adjustments you had to make.
Well, there were a lot of rain delays, probably 2, 3, 4, something like that. And we had to stop the third round and actually go back and get up in the morning and play, finish that round before we started our final round. So that was a little bit different, and Coach wanted us to wear the same clothes, the same outfit that we'd been in for the past 8 hours the day before. And we got up, we finished our final or our third round, and then we went into the final round, and it was a completely different mindset, and we just went and played hard.
With the confidence of winning last year, and Lee, you guys have started so strongly already this season, what are you guys looking forward to most this year?
I think one thing that we're really excited about is competing again. And a lot of the same girls are back this year, which makes it really nice. We have that experience from last year. But just the competition again. We had a lot of fun, and so we're looking forward to that.
You had a real nice finish at this regional challenge recently, and you got the Pac-10, Pac-12 season coming up pretty soon. When you start looking at the calendar, you start penciling out the events, is there a time that you really point to really try to fine-tune your game? Are you working on things until you get into conference?
Definitely. I think we've all been really working hard, you know, leading up to postseason, and these past couple of weeks have been good for preparation. We get to compete and practice, but I think it's been just for the whole year, we've been working hard and just keeping that goal in mind.
You said compete and practice, and you know, a lot of people like to go out and play golf, but it's a lot of discipline to be on the range working on things. Tell us about the groundwork you have to do back on the range to get out there and do well on the course.
Right. I think that it's really difficult to, you know, to when you're out on the golf course, you need to just play. But then when you get off, you need to practice and work on the things that make you better. So I think that's a challenge, but it's what we have to do. We work on it, and then we go out and play and compete.
Ani, same kind of question. In the middle of a round, is it tough to make adjustments? Do you kind of put things in the back? You might say, I'm going to go back to the range and work on that. Or can you make those adjustments in the middle of the round?
That's something that I've been working pretty hard on lately. Been working with some different swing changes and whatnot. So you find yourself kind of falling back into your old habits during the round. But I've really just had to put that aside and kind of just go with what you have that day, and then afterwards you remember the things that you need to work on, and you go back and you work hard on them.
You had a pretty memorable shot recently on the ninth hole at El Cab. It's a long par 4, water on the side, and you eagled it. Tell us about the shot that went
did.
In.
Okay, so I had 170 yards into the pin. The wind was in my face, and it was kind of cold yesterday, so I hit a 4-iron. I decided to go with 4-iron and hit a nice 4 hybrid into there, and it landed about 2 feet short of the pin and rolled in, and everybody was screaming around the hole, and it was really neat.
When you hit it, could you tell it was just right on line with the flag?
I knew as soon as I hit that, it was so pure. I said to myself, wow, this is so good, and I thought it was going to be really close. I didn't think it was going to go in, but that's cool.
People that are not golfers, I think, are amazed at how many calculations you have to make. Every shot, the wind is different. You talked about it being in your face, cold. The ball doesn't fly as much. A lot of calculation you have to do out on the course, isn't it?
Yes, and then these greens are also pretty difficult. So you have to calculate the slopes and the way it's going to roll out and uphill, downhill. There's a lot that goes into it.
Lee, what kind of courses do you prefer most? Do you like the tight, narrow courses? Do you like the ones where you can just reach back and bomb it?
I like both, actually. I think they both bring different challenges, so it's fun to have the experience on both courses. It's fun.
Ani, golf is such a game of perfection, and most fans just see the golfers that play on Sunday on the big courses, you know, in the big tournaments. Tell us a little bit about how much you guys practice and what you do to ensure that your game is ready to go when you guys head off to a tournament.
Well, we work with our swing coaches. We work with Coach. We practice on the range. We practice on the course. We're playing against each other. We have qualifying, which is another thing in itself, playing head-to-head against all of our teammates, trying to qualify for that spot, and really just trying to fine-tune each and every aspect of our game to be prepared for anything that could happen out on the course.
Lee, you are a redshirt junior, and you're only one of two members of the team that are in their junior or senior year. Mm-hmm. You're in a role of really being a mentor to the young golfers. Is that an unusual or is that a comfortable role for you?
No, I think it's comfortable, and I think that it's because so many girls before me set a good example, like Stephanie Kono and Glory Yang, and I think that when you have those players and those types of people that you can look up to, it's you know how to set a good example for everyone else.
The story of Stephanie Kono has been talked about a lot. She went to qualify hoping that she could get her futures card after the season was over, and she ended up getting her LPGA card, and she's off on the pro tour. How did that affect the mental framework of the team going into this season?
I think it really affected us. She was definitely very special to our team. But we truly support her, and we just move forward from here, and we keep doing the exact same thing we've been doing all along.
What advice would you give to young golfers who are starting out about how to tune their game to the point where they can try to compete collegiately? What's the most important thing to really work on first?
I would have to say your mental part of your game. I think if you can work with a sports psychologist or really just learn to be patient throughout the entire time and kind of know that you have 18 holes ahead of you, you don't need to press. I think that's a really good key to know.
Lee, I don't know if you ever saw the movie Tin Cup, but you know Kevin Costner hits it in the water three or four times and drops it, and he's like, "I've got this shot." Mm-hmm. And Cheech Marin, his caddy, says, "No, I don't think you do." Not pressing, not trying to get it all at once. How do you learn that lesson? Is it only through painful experience?
I would hope not. I think that you have those examples from like that movie, and you know your limitations, and you know the smart play. So I think a lot of it takes discipline. You know, sometimes you think you can do it, but it's not the smart thing to do. So just you learn from discipline.
Let's talk about your individual games. What did you work on over the summer? What's better now than it was a year ago?
I think for me, it was definitely my short game, something that I truly focused on, because I know that I can rely on if my ball striking isn't great at some point, which, you know, as golfers, we know that you're not always going to hit every shot perfect. So it's really helpful to have a good short game and to keep working on that.
And Ani, how about you? How did you spend your focus coming back into this year? What was the thing you worked on the most?
I really worked on getting my feel back in my swing rather than being so mechanical, because I got really mechanical coming in my freshman year. And I really just tried to get back to feeling like a normal swing. And then Lee and I also worked a lot on short game this summer together with our dads.
It's an ironic game, isn't it, where you have to do so much calculating and so much thinking, but at some point you have to stop thinking and just hit the ball.
Exactly.
It feels pretty good, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
As you look forward to the season, are there things that jump out at you as things that you're trying to get ready for, what you're going to highlight the most? Or is it the championships? Is that what it all comes down to?
I think we're really, every tournament we're trying to win, obviously, but trying to peak at nationals. But we'd really like to win Pac-12s this year. I know that's a big goal of ours, and nationals obviously is in our sights.
Lee, we see Carrie Forsyth. She's out there encouraging. She's at every hole. I don't know how she does it, but on the tournament, she's all over the place. Mm-hmm. Tell us how much it feels good to have that support from your coach out there on the course.
It feels really good because she's there with us for everything. You know, she even comes out and works out with us sometimes, which is nice to have. Not a lot of coaches do that. So she's our support system at practice, for school, for golf. So, you know, it's nice to have someone there who believes in you.
Golf is a game that you can continue playing until you're much older. Do you guys have aspirations to play after college?
I think that for me, I hope to try professional golf, and hopefully in the years to come, Ani and I will still be playing golf together when we're older. So,
is golf a game that both of you started playing at a very young age, or is it something that you kind of stumbled into? Because I know a lot of sports you start very young, but with golf, like I mentioned earlier, most people just think of the adults that are playing on TV. So tell us about how you guys got into the sport.
Well, I know that I started when I was really young. I think around 3A, I started with a club in my hands. My dad put a club in my hands, and then started competing when I was around 8, and just kind of went from there. And then Lee and I met each other when we were pretty young, playing junior tournaments, and kind of grew up practicing and playing together. So,
And for me, I started when I was probably 5. My dad also played golf, so he put a club in my hands as well, and I've been playing ever since. Probably started competing around the time I met Ani, which is around 11, 12 years old. So.
Well, we wish both of you the best of luck in the upcoming season, and you can always follow the Bruins on UCLABruins.com. Great coverage of UCLA women's golf. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And thank you all for joining us on another edition of UCLA Bruin Talk. For Allison, I'm Dave, saying so long from Westwood. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.